بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. These classes are sadaqa jariya for the spirit of my husband Muhammad, and I will do the dua for him at the beginning of the class. O Allah, forgive Muhammad and have mercy on him, pardon him and give him peace, and be generous with him. O Allah, make his grave part of the paradise. O Allah, give him an abode better than his home and a family better than his family. O Allah, Muhammad is under your care and protection, so protect him from the trials of the grave and torment of the hellfire, and forgive him and have mercy on him. O Allah, make Muhammad among the dwellers of the paradise and make the paradise his final destination.
All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we are continuing to learn about the branches of the tree of faith. Let us remind ourselves regarding the benefits of having our faith strong and clear in our hearts. We will learn now, sisters, about the benefits of having strong faith. If your faith is strong, you will have a lot of benefits in this worldly life and in the hereafter. We will learn about these benefits from the verses of the Holy Quran. We will start by the first benefit, which is that Allah promised the believers a good worldly life and the best reward in the hereafter. We will recite now from Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl, verse number 96. Surah number 16, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 97. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون.
Whoever does righteousness, whether male or female, while he is a believer, we will surely cause him to live a good life, and we will surely give them their reward in the hereafter, according to the best of what they used to do.
Actually, Allah the Almighty is sending for us these glad tidings, sisters. If you are a believer and you are trying to follow the right path, whether you are a male or female, Allah is sending for you the message that you will surely have a good worldly life. A good worldly life, because every one of us is under the impression that if I am a believer and following the right path, my reward will be only in the hereafter or the the other life. Okay, but this is not the reality. The reality from the words of Allah is that if you are a true believer following the right path, be sure that inshallah you will live a good worldly life. Okay, and actually you must be sure of that, because so long you are following the right path, this means that you have the good manners. This means that you are following the commands of Allah regarding being kind and treating well all those whom they are around you. And this is actually the life of peace and tranquility. Okay. Also regarding the hereafter, if you are a believer and following the right path, Allah will reward you for deeds according to the best of what you used to do. For example, if you used to pray, some of your salat are the best or are excellent or are complete. Some of them maybe you are sometimes tired or not focusing. Okay. Allah on the day of judgment will reward you according to the best of your prayers. Okay, so you can be sure that inshallah you will receive the complete reward for all your good deeds. so long. You are a believer and you are following the right path. So this is a message of glad tidings to every believer. Now we will learn about the second benefit of being, of having the strong faith, is that Shaitan, Iblis, has no power on the believers. Okay, Shaitan has no power on the believers. It is from the same chapter, chapter 16, verse number 98 and 99. Verse number 98 and 99. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنه ليس له سلطان على الذين آمنوا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So when you want to recite the Quran, seek refuge with Allah from Shaitan the outcast. Verily, he has no power over those who believe and put their trust only in their Lord.
Okay, so actually, sister, this is also a glad tiding from Allah to every believer. Okay, from in verse number 99, Allah is clarifying that Shaitan doesn't have any authority over those who have believed and they rely upon the Lord. So long you are a true believer in Allah and you put your trust in Allah, inshallah, Shaitan will not have any authority over you. Also from the benefits of being a true believer or having the strong faith is that Allah keeps the believers firm in this life and in the hereafter. Okay, we will recite now from Surah number 14. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 14. Verse number 27. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ويضل الله الظالمين ويفعل الله ما يشاء.
27. Allah keeps firm those who believe with the firm word in worldly life and in the hereafter, and Allah sends astray the wrongdoers, and Allah does what He wills.
So actually, sisters, Allah the Almighty is sending another message of glad tidings to those whom they are believers. Allah will keep you firm. Allah will take care of you. Allah will take care of your faith. Allah will send for you all the time the support so that inshallah you will be always following the right path. So don't worry. Don't have fear. Don't be upset because Allah all the time will keep you firm in this life and in the hereafter. And actually Allah is clarifying that only the wrongdoers are those whom Allah sent astray. And at the end of the verse, Allah is sending for us a very important Quranic rule regarding the belief in Allah and regarding having trust in Allah, which is actually the topic of our class today. Allah is saying that, and Allah does what He wills. Okay? So long it is the will of Allah, okay, it will be done. So long Allah is promising the believer that He will keep them firm, inshallah it will be done. Now we will learn about, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, another benefit of having strong faith in Islam, which is that Allah appoints affection for the believers from Himself and from among each other. So Surah number 19, verse number 96. Actually, we are learning about the benefits of having the strong faith so that, inshallah, when we will learn about the branches of the tree of faith, we will try to have all these branches. We will try to have all our faith strong all the time because it causes a lot of benefits for us in this life and in the hereafter. We will recite now from Surah number 19, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 96. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Verily, those who believe in the oneness of Allah and His Messenger and work deeds of righteousness, the most gracious Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow love for them in the hearts of the believers.
Okay. Actually, in this translation, it is mentioned that Allah will appoint for them affection. Okay, and here it is affection from Himself and from among each other. Okay, so actually you must be very thankful to Allah the Almighty when He guides you to the right path and gives you the strong faith, because this means that you have Allah has affection towards you, and Allah will make affection between you and the other believers. And actually this is a great blessing in the worldly life. All the time to say to yourself, Allah has affection to me. Allah is taking care of me. Allah will support me. I am not alone. The All-Powerful is with me all the time. And this is actually the source of the hope, peace, tranquility for the spirit. Also, regarding the benefits of having strong faith, one of them is that angels are the guardians and the helpers for the believers by Allah's command. This means that Allah is commanding the angels to be your guardian and your helper. So long you have the strong faith. We will recite from Surah number 41, verse number 30, 31, and 32. Again and again, sister, having this knowledge will be actually sending a message of support for your spirit. So long I am on the right path, so long I am receiving all these benefits from Allah, oh Allah, I am very thankful and I highly appreciate being a true believer, having a strong faith. Surah number 41, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 30 and 31 and 32. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله. Indeed, those who have said, Our Lord is Allah, and then remained on a right course, the angels will descend upon them, saying, Do not fear and do not grieve, but receive good tidings of paradise, which you were promised. We angels were your allies in worldly life and are so in the hereafter, and you will have therein whatever your souls desire. And you will have therein whatever you request or wish. As accommodation from a Lord who is forgiving and merciful.
So actually, sister, this is the glad tidings to every one of us. Again and again, Allah is sending these messages in order to support every believer that you are not alone in this life. Allah is sending His angels to you, okay, to be your allies in the worldly life. In the worldly life. And actually, sisters, when you try to come close to Allah with sincerity, you will feel that Allah is sending the angels for you in the worldly life, and also Allah is actually clarifying that the paradise will be the final destination for those true believers. But regarding, inshallah, but regarding having the angels as your allies in the worldly life, I was always requesting my daughters when they are in any exam or in the test, before receiving the paper of the test, to call on Allah, Oh Allah, send for me your angels with the questions which I already studied the best. Okay, you can't imagine, I want them all the time to believe in this. Oh Allah, send for me the questions, the angels with the questions, okay, which I know the best, and also send for me the angels to my spirit with the answers. And I always mention to them, if you try your best and you study well, then you remember Allah inside the exam room, and you remember Allah before you receive the paper of the exam, and you call on Him, asking Him to send the angels. Oh Allah, send for me the angels. They always do it, and alhamdulillah, they always come home and tell me, we feel the angels. We feel them, okay? And I always, especially for the youngest, I always tell her, if you feel that one of the questions is very difficult, leave it to the end. And when you return to that question, call on Allah again. Oh Allah, I need the angels. I need the angels. Send for me the angels. Okay, they are my allies. And she is always telling that, I feel that I start to write. Mm-hmm. Allah knows. So this is the belief. You know, this is the benefit of the belief and the power of the belief. When you believe that everything is up to Allah, and if Allah planned for you the success, you will succeed inshallah. How you will succeed? You will succeed by the help of Allah, when He will send for you the help in different forms. Okay, and actually, you know, I will tell you stories about this in my life, actually. So, since I tried to come close to Allah, the Almighty, and to feel, you know, the fear of Allah and the love of Allah in my heart all the time, I always feel the help and the support of Allah in very strange ways in my life. And I always believe that these are the angels of Allah whom Allah is sending for you as allies for the true believer, because Allah never leaves the true believer alone. Many times, me or my daughters are in a very critical situation. Then something strange will happen. Subhanallah. People cannot understand what is the meaning of going on, of what is going on. But if you are close to Allah the Almighty, and if you are calling on Him all the time, and if you are looking for His help, which He promised in the Quran, you will have the translation for the events which are happening in your life, and other people, they cannot find any translation. So all the time, as a true believer in Allah, you need to feel that Allah is with me. Allah is rewarding me for my belief in this worldly life. I am never alone. I am never alone. Number one, I have Allah with me, with His mercy, which is the only mercy on the earth. Number two, Allah is sending for me the support through His angels all the time to support me, inshallah. Now we will learn also about the importance of belief in our life from Surah number 10. Belief is the way to Allah's guidance. When you have the strong faith, inshallah, you will be guided by Allah. Surah number 10, verse number 9 and 10. Surah number 10, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 9 and 10. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verily, those who believe and do the deed of righteousness, the Lord will guide them to their fate. Under them will flow rivers in the garden of delights, paradise. Their way of request therein will be glory to you, O Allah, and salam, peace, safety from evil. Will be their greeting there in paradise. And the close of their request will be, all praise and thanks are to Allah, the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exist.
Okay, so actually, sisters, Allah is clarifying that those who have believed and follow the right path, Allah will guide them. Allah will guide them. Why? Because of their faith. Okay, so you must be sure that if, inshallah, you strive to have the good faith, Allah the Almighty will guide you to the right path and to the right deeds. Also, regarding the benefits of having the strong faith, is that belief is the essential foundation for the deeds to be rewarded by Allah. Okay, if you want every deed in your life to be rewarded by Allah, since you wake up in the morning and you wash your face for wudu, and then you pray Fajr prayer, and then you start to prepare the breakfast for your family, and you take your kids to the school, you return home, you clean the house, you take care of the kids, you cook the food, whatever action or deed you do or saying you say, you will be rewarded by Allah, so long you have the belief, which is the essential foundation for the deeds to be, you must have the belief, because through belief, your actions will be rewarded. Because when you have the belief, you have the sincerity. Sincerity is a must for any deed to be accepted. Sincerity is one of the branches of the tree of faith. Okay, and sincerity means that I am doing all my deeds for the sake of Allah, looking for His pleasure and reward. We will recite now from Surah number 21. Surah number 21, verse number 94. Surah number 21, Surah Al-Anbiya, the Messengers, verse number 94. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن يعمل من الصالحات وهو مؤمن فلا كفران لسعيه وإنا له كاتبون.
So whoever does righteous deeds while he is a believer, no denial will be there for his effort. And indeed, we, our angels of it, are recorders.
Okay. So actually, sisters, it is clear for all of us now that belief is actually the most precious gift from Allah. It is like a tree which have many branches, which we need to learn about those branches so that our belief will be always strong. Today, inshallah, we will learn about a very important branch of the tree of faith, which is in Arabic called tawakkul, and in English it is having trust in Allah, reliance upon Allah. Okay, reliance upon Allah, or having trust in Allah, it is called in Arabic tawakkul. Inshallah, in these coming classes, we will learn the following. What is the meaning of tawakkul? That is to say, putting trust in Allah. We will learn that tawakkul, or putting trust in Allah, is not optional. It is a command from Allah. We will learn many verses of the Holy Quran where Allah is commanding all the believers to have the trust in Him all the time. We will learn about trust in Allah from the sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will learn the levels of having trust in Allah. We will learn how trust in Allah is necessary in all situations of life. We will learn the benefits of having trust in Allah. We will also learn that all prophets, they had trust in Allah, and we will learn some supplications regarding having the trust in Allah all the time, inshallah. Today we will start by learning about the meaning of having trust in Allah. At the beginning, tawakkul, okay, is an Arabic word which is related to one of the names of Allah. The name of Allah is Al-Wakil. Actually, the tawakkul, to put your trust in Allah, is related to the name of Allah, which is Al-Wakil, which means the disposer of affairs, over all things. And actually, sisters, we must all the time believe that the only one whom we have to have the trust in, the only one who is the disposer of all the affairs, is Allah. Why? Okay, we must know why, so that you will be sure of your trust in Allah. Because Allah is the creator, the owner, the all-knower, and the planner of all the matters in the heavens and the earth. This is the basic of the belief in the oneness of Allah. If you believe that Allah is the one, you must believe that Allah is the creator, the owner, because He is the creator, so He is the owner, the all-knower, and the planner of all the matters in the heavens and the earth. This is the belief in the oneness of the Lordship of Allah. Okay? We will know about this fact from Surah number 42, verse number 11 and 12. There are many and hundreds of the verses of the Quran which are clarifying the fact which we just mentioned. Okay, the oneness of the Lordship of Allah. But we will just recite one verse, which is from Surah number 42, verse number 11 and 12. 42:11-12. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Let us start from 10. Verse 10, 11 and 12. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما اختلفتم فيه من شيء فحكمه إلى الله ذلكم الله ربي عليه توكلت وإليه أنيب فاطر السماوات والأرض جعل لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا ومن الأنعام أزواجا يذرأكم فيه ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير له مقاليد السماوات والأرض يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر إنه بكل شيء عليم.
And in anything over which you disagree, its ruling is to be referred to Allah. Say that is Allah, my Lord, upon him I have relied, and to him I turn back. He is creator of the heavens and the earth. He has made for you from yourselves mates, and among the cattle, mates. He multiplies you thereby. There is nothing like unto him, and he is the hearing and seeing. To him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. He extends provision for whom he wills and restricts it. Indeed, he is of all things knowing.
Actually, sisters, I want you to focus on these three verses of the Quran which are clarifying what we just mentioned. Allah, in verse number 11, is clarifying that He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Okay? And Allah is clarifying that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in verse number 12, indeed He is of all things knowing. Okay? And Allah is clarifying that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, extends provision for whom He wills and restricts. This is the will of Allah, to give to some people and to prevent others. Okay, up to the will of Allah. Okay, and also, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to Him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. He is the owner of everything. So in verse number 11, Allah is the creator of everything. In verse number 12, to Him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. He is the owner of everything. In verse number 12, Allah knows everything. And again, in verse number 12, Allah, it is the will of Allah which controls everything. So in these two verses of the Quran, it is clear to every one of us that everything in this worldly life belongs to Allah and is controlled by Allah. Also, we must believe that the only power and the only will in this life, okay, is up to Allah, the one who handles all the affairs and controls everything. You must believe that all the affairs are only handed by Allah. None of the human being can interfere with anything. And whatever the human beings are doing in this life, it is by the will of Allah, the Almighty. We will learn about this fact, which we need to remember all the time, okay, from three verses of the Holy Quran, so that all the time you remember the will of Allah and the power of Allah, and you feel that you need to rely only on Allah and to have all your trust only in Allah. We will recite first from Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 114. Surah number 2, verse number 114. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah 114, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Badi'u al-Samawati wal-Ardi, wa idha qada amran, fa'innama yaqulu lahu kun fayakun.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the originator of the heaven and the earth, when He decreed a matter, He only said to it, be, and it is.
Actually, this is how the matters of all the worldly life, okay, are done or are run by only one word from Allah, be and it is. be, and it is. All what we need in our life to have our dreams as reality, to have our problems fixed, is one word from Allah, be, and it is. We will recite about this fact again from Surah number 16, verse number 40. Surah number 16, verse number 40, so that all the time we will never rely on anyone except on our Lord Allah the Almighty. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إنما قولنا لشيء إذا أردناه أن نقول له كن فيكون.
Indeed, our word to a thing when he intend it is, but that we say to it, be, and it is.
So actually, sisters, again, we need to focus on this verse of the Quran, okay? On the message of these verses of the Quran. When Allah intend a thing to happen, Allah will just say, be. So if I'm looking for marriage, if I'm looking for success, if I am looking for a baby, if I am looking for a house, if I am looking for cure, if I am looking for guidance, if I am looking for happiness, for peace, for tranquility, whatever I am looking for, I need Allah to say be. That's it. I don't need any human being to do for me anything. I am just in need of Allah. Accordingly, all my trust must be on Allah, and all my reliance must be on the one who can say be, and it is only Allah. Accordingly, I am free from the reliance on none other than Allah. I will not fear the boss in my job. I will not fear my husband. I will not fear a friend whom she is planning something harmful for me. I don't fear any human being. Okay, I only fear Allah, and I obey Allah, and I love Allah because of His blessings. And all my trust, and all my reliance, and all my hopes are in the hands of Allah only. Accordingly, if I am guided, and I am in the best relation with Allah, inshallah, I am sure that Allah will fulfill His promise to me, as He mentioned in the same surah, surah number 16. Okay, and He mentioned that if you are a true believer and following the right path, you will live a good life. Okay, all praise to Allah. Since Allah promised that He will give me the good life, okay, and Allah is the one who controls everything, my life is run by the word be, and I am promised from the one who can say be, I am promised from Him that He will give me a good life, I am in peace. I am secure. I have tranquility. I don't fear any human being. I don't have a problem with any human being. Why? Because they are just handful of dust. They cannot have benefit for themselves, and they cannot cause for me any benefit or harm. So I must keep my relation with them according to the command of Allah, the best relation, having the good manners with them, but I never rely on them. I am not in need of anyone. I am not looking for help or support or provision from anyone. I have the one who can say be, and it is. Okay, we will recite now from Surah number 40, verse number 68, so that inshallah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it will be clear for the spirits of every one of us that we must put all trust only in Allah. Surah number 40, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 68. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. هو الذي يحيي ويميت فإذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. It is He who gives life and causes death. And when He decided upon a thing, He said to it only, be, and it is.
And also, sisters, to be sure, inshallah, and to have it clear in your spirit that I must have my trust only in Allah, you must be sure that none can remove any harm that affects you except Allah. And none can withhold any mercy that Allah bestows upon you, okay, except Allah. The harm to be removed, it is only by Allah. And the mercy, to be showered by mercy, it is only by Allah. None can remove the mercy of Allah at all. You must believe that you are, all your matters are only up to the command of Allah, up to the rule of Allah, up to be of Allah. I am in the hands of Allah only, so forget about all the other people. Okay, be free. Just focus on your relation with Allah the Almighty to be pleased with you so that He will fulfill for you all the promises of the good life, making for you an outlet, taking care of you, giving you the provision. Okay? Allah will fulfill for you all your promises when you clarify or when you send to Him the message, "Oh Allah, I believe in your oneness and I believe that I have my trust only in you, oh Allah." Okay, we will recite now from Surah number 10, verse number 107, to be sure that the harm and the benefit are only up to the hands of Allah. So put your trust only in your Lord, the Most Merciful. Surah number 10, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 107. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will recite 106 and 107. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تدع من دون الله ما لا ينفعك ولا يضرك فإن فعلت فإنك إذا من الظالمين وإن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يردك بخير فلا راد لفضله يصيب به من يشاء من عباده وهو الغفور الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And do not invoke besides Allah that which neither benefits you nor harms you. For if you did, then indeed you would be of the wrongdoers. And if Allah should touch you with adversity, there is no remover of it except Him. And if He intends for you good, then there is no repeller of His bounty. He causes it to reach whom He wills of His servants, and He is the forgiving, the merciful.
So again, sisters, try all the time to remember this verse of the Quran when you are facing any trial in your life. Okay, don't look around for the people to ask them for help. Because nowadays, none is helping anyone. Everyone is very selfish and taking care of his own matters only. Unfortunately, because of the weak of faith. Okay, if people are strong in faith, they will help each other for the sake of Allah to be rewarded from Allah. But unfortunately, this is what is going on. So don't look around. Look up. Look to the heaven. Look up. Look to Allah. And send for Him the message, "Oh Allah, I am a true believer in your oneness. And I believe that everything is up to you only. And I am sure 100% that you are the most merciful. And you will shower me with your mercy, and I am looking for your outlet to send it for me soon. I will keep on calling you, O Allah, because I am sure of your mercy, and I am waiting, inshallah, that very soon you will make for me an outlet." Send for Allah the message of the belief in His oneness, the message that I trust only you, O Allah, and I am sure that you are the most merciful, and you promised in the Holy Quran that whoever calls on you, you answer him. Okay, you gave us this promise in the Holy Quran. I am sure of your promise. You are the only one to fulfill your promise. So I am waiting, inshallah, for your mercy and for your outlet. If you send these messages to Allah all the time, you will feel better. Your spirit will be high. You will have a lot of hope. And inshallah, Allah will send for you, inshallah, an outlet. Accordingly, sister, tawakkul means to put your trust in Allah regarding all your affairs, so long you tried all the means. As a believer in Allah, you are commanded to do all your effort regarding your responsibilities in life, keeping in mind, that is to say, believing that all matters are in the hands of Allah. And the results of all matters are up to His wisdom and will, which are always the best for the believer. This means that if you have an exam, you study well for the exam. And after studying well, or before studying well, you clarify to yourself that, O Allah, I am believer, I am a believer that all the matters and the results are from you. Okay? And you commanded me to try the means. I am trying the means, I will try the means, but I am sure that the results are not up to the means. The results are up to the will of Allah. And I am sure that the will of Allah is the best for the believers. Accordingly, sisters, what is the importance of having trust in Allah? Number one, having trust in Allah is a fundamental part of the Islamic belief. You cannot say, I am a Muslim, I have faith, if you don't have the trust in Allah. Okay, so it is a fundamental part of the Islamic faith. Number two, having tawakkul is a proof that you believe in the name of Allah al-Wakil. If you believe in the name of Allah al-Wakil, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran 14 times. Allah mentioned the name al-Wakil 14 times. If you have trust in Allah, this means that you believe in the name of Allah al-Wakil. Also, the importance of tawakkul is that, or trust in Allah, it contributes to your view of life as a believer in Allah's decree. If you have trust in Allah, so whatever comes from Allah is good. I am accepting all the decree of Allah because everything is up to Allah and I put my trust in Him. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.